Hey, hello. Welcome to the Nomad Tactics Podcast. Here we provide life optimizing tips and systems for digital nomads. I'm your host, B, and I'm joined today with the co-host, Mr. Jack. The topic today will be the digital nomad life system. I will start with a quick summary of the episode. First, me and Jack will talk about some general considerations of the digital nomad life system, as well as some caveats about it. After that, me and Jack are going to present the six main steps of the system. Step number one, nomadic life prep. Step number two, base pre-planning. Step number three, base research and arrangement. Step number four, arriving process. Step number five, nomadic living. Step number six, departing process. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Hey, hello, Jack. How are you today?
Very good. How about you, Mr. B?
Pretty good as well. Second episode. So the topic today, digital nomad life system. So this is something me and you have talked about for quite a while now, right?
Yeah, we've been talking about this for over 6 months right now.
Yeah. So basically what we did here, it's we always had kind of a model in our minds to how to, you know, live this digital nomad lifestyle. And we try to systematize and put on the paper, basically. Like we try to come up with steps of how we do things and what is the best way to live a fully optimized digital nomad life on its broadest possible understanding. The digital nomad life system, at least the way I see it, is this roadmap for people to transition from a normal, stable life into a fully optimized digital nomad life. Do you think that's a fair assumption?
Yes, I think you're very on point with the what is this going to do? And I think this system going to help a lot of wannabe digital nomads out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If they do think digital nomad is the future way to live. Yes. Speaking of which, it's the system, right?
Yeah.
So every system has different steps.
Yeah.
How many steps do we have for this system?
So we have six steps here. The nature of the system is kind of cyclical. So the first step, which is called the nomadic life prep, would be the only step in which you would do once and you would be done with it. The other five steps would be kind of a cycle in which you would always go through whenever you're changing location or what we call a base. So when you moving from one base to another, you would need to repeat the same cycle of step to number six. I know that when I talk like that in this podcast format, it might sound a little bit abstract and hard to grasp, but I hope that as we describe the system in this episode, you're gonna better understand what we're talking about. And also, Jack put a very informative diagram in our show notes for this episode. So if you want a visual representation of the system, please check the show notes.
The diagram made and the show notes can quite clearly describe what this system is about.
Yeah.
So this is like the structure of what Nomad Tactics is going to do in the future, right? How are we going to do with the content in the future?
Yeah. In the sense that whatever advice we give in the future here at Nomad Tactics, whatever topic we are covering, we're going to always try to situate that specific advice on its correspondent step in the system. So certain things are appropriate to be done on step number two. Certain things are appropriate to be done on step number three, and so on. So this is going to be kind of the, as I said, the roadmap in which people are going to know when they should be worrying about each of the topics we will present.
The system is basically give the wannabe digital nomads to know when they should do certain steps
during
the transition. And I'm pretty sure this is a very detailed system.
Yeah, very nitty-gritty explanation of the system, yeah. Yeah, I mean, today we're going to give an overview. I mean, each step has a lot of topics within it. So each step of the system will be explained on a number of podcast episodes. But today we're going to talk about some examples of topic in each step of the system. We're going to give a general explanation, but that's pretty much it. It's just an overview.
I see. Yeah, it makes sense. This is a more simplified version of the system. Yeah. So the audience can digest it easily.
Have an initial understanding of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So going on to the first step of the system, I think it's quite straightforward. Mm-hmm. Before anyone wants to go on the digital nomad trip, he needs to prepare something.
Yeah.
And the first step, what we call it, is nomadic life prepping.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about it?
Yeah. As the name of the step suggests, of the first step suggests, it's called the nomadic life prep. In this step, you will be living in your normal, let's say, 9-to-5 reality.
Reality,
yes. That's a good word to describe it.
We are all
it.
In Truman shows.
Yes. And you, for one reason or another, will have decided, look, I want to have this digital nomad life a go. So I feel like there are certain things that you should do at that stage in order to set the right foundations. Because a lot of the time I see people rushing things like, oh, I want to be a digital nomad, and they don't lay out the right foundation, and then they run into a number of problems, you know. So I think it's very important for people to have a basic preparation, one could say, a basic consideration about the main things in your nomadic life.
Yeah, so when you say the foundation of nomadic life prepping, here you list like three subsets or items under these steps.
Yeah, I mean, there are three main areas that I think are the most essential for someone to think about in this nomadic life prep. And these are the financial considerations, the logistical considerations, and the psychological or mindset considerations. And I mean, we're not going to go into a lot of details of any of those things today because it's an overview today. But basically, you got to get your finances in order. You got to, you know, see if you make enough money every month, if you make the minimum of money necessary to live the digital nomad lifestyle. Make sure you have a remote work arrangement, either with a company or the freelance. Other things, logistics, you got to know what you're going to do with your current house, if you own a house.
Yeah.
Which gears you're going to take on the road. And finally, one last section that you also just mentioned, and I think not many people think about, has to do with the mindset. So you got to think, is the digital nomad lifestyle something I can do, something I can live by? More importantly, will I enjoy the digital nomad lifestyle? And these are kind of hard questions to answer if you're just sitting at home, because sometimes the digital nomad lifestyle seems to be like a very interesting and exciting lifestyle. So what we suggest people is to do a couple of experimentations, like trial trips, where they would go near their home cities and try to live the digital nomad lifestyle for one or two weeks just to see if they can do that, if they have enough discipline, if they have the self-reliance necessary to be by themselves and to go to a new place all on their own. And also if they actually enjoy that, because in the end of the day, they might have a picture, a very romanticized picture in their head. Oh, this is going to be super cool. But when they get there and when they start doing that, they feel like, oh, maybe that's not really my thing.
Yeah, I do agree. It's almost like test driving a car buying.
Yes.
And so you mentioned the three items here is finance, logistical, and psychology.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So I would say that's a basic prepping of a nomad if he wants to be a digital nomad.
Yeah.
And so I think the next quite also straightforward thing is you need to select a place to go or else you don't travel as a digital nomad.
Mm-hmm.
So here you name the second step as base pre-planning.
That's
I know you spend a lot of time coming with some name.
Yeah.
And from my understanding it is a time or phase of when digital nomad is selecting a base. Mm-hmm. He needs to consider his own condition.
Yeah. So the main idea with the second step, the base pre-planning, is that you got to consider the main variables related to your base. So just a quick recap, a base is basically a place a digital nomad will stay for a while. So a temporary home, you can understand like that. So the base pre-planning simply means you got to think about these crucial questions related to your base. Where are you going? Are you going to city X or Y? Are you going to Bangkok or are you going to Ho Chi Minh City? How long are you staying there? Who are you going with? Which season are you going there? So these are kind of the main variables you would think about. And we're going to surely talk about each of those variables in specific podcast episodes. But these are like the overall details you need to kind of decide in advance before you start actually planning for that specific base. And for example, the selecting the specific place in which you will live in your new base, we have come up with some sort of criteria to help you decide. So we thought about the main things you should consider. Oh, does the city has X? Does the city has Y? Does the city has whatever? And based on that criteria, you can better decide where should you go and where should be your next base.
All right. So once you decided, let's say, how long you're going to stay there and where going, or when it's going, I think we're going into the next step, which is step number three, base research and arrangements. What does Norman should do in this particular step?
So the idea here is that once you decide all these variables, where you're going, how long, with who, you got to do some in-depth research and you got to do the initial arrangements, the initial bookings for the place. And very broad step. So we suggest nomads to do a couple of different things here. This go from researching the cost of living to making the booking arrangements of accommodation, transportation, this kind of stuff, as well as some more specific stuff, I would say, more unusual stuff, perhaps. And these are searching for some minor details that are nonetheless important. So we will have a very interesting episode on what we call base-specific details. These basically are some, as I just said, small things like, oh, what is the basic currency conversion? What are the main apps used on the country? What are the key phrases I gotta learn before I get there? Which SIM card or data plan is the best for me to get? They're all small things, but if you research those in advance, you're gonna be able to have a more effective stay, a more smooth sailing when you get there. among other things. So Bayes research and arrangements, you have decided your Bayes in the previous step. Now you're doing this research and this arrangements for your soon to be new Bayes. I think you always do that quite well, Jack. I have noticed that once you decided on the Bayes, you always research it quite in depth, and sometimes you came up with some pretty interesting planning or research.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, I would like to go around. Once I decide the Bayes, mm-hmm. I would like to go around to see whether they are like attraction, for example.
Yeah.
Well, if they're like interesting restaurant, I would like to try it out. Yeah. Well, maybe there's some interesting experience.
Yeah.
Maybe like there's a hiking I could go.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a meetup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always kind of interesting for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was something that you opened my eyes to in one sense. And we will talk about this in one specific episode, but there are certain things you should do in the place in order to really feel like you experience the place, right?
Yeah, I do think there are certain
sorts of things, at least.
Activities. Yeah.
But anyway, let's avoid this.
Let's not go too deep into this.
Yeah.
The system, because we're surely going to have more episode about this.
Yeah.
And so, okay, sure. Once a nomad research the place, mm-hmm. of course, you're going to go there.
Yeah.
So to me, it sounds like it's a very straightforward process. You just go there, you mm-hmm. put your bags down, you start your life.
Yeah.
But I'm sure in this system, we have something better for nomads.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, the next step number four of the system is called the arriving process. This can be basically understood as the first actions, the first things a nomad should do once he gets to a new Bayes. And the reason why I came up with this step is because in my personal life, I always thought was kind of hit and miss, in the sense that sometimes I went to a new place and I felt like, oh, everything is kind of running smoothly. And, you know, I can be properly living here. But sometimes I arrive in a new place and I feel like, you know, I always need to be doing something that I forgot to do in the beginning. And maybe the stay won't be as enjoyable there. So we thought about a couple of things that we always suggest nomads to do once they get there, perhaps in 1 to 2 weeks, I would say. These are just to give a few examples. Looking for the key locations in the new Bayes. These are the gym, pharmacy, a supermarket, public transport hub, stuff like that. Bulk buying things in a discount supermarket when you get there. Building a social circle for you, people for you to hang out. In your new Bayes, this can be either locals or other digital nomads. But I think building a social circle is quite essential here. So yeah, broad topic. We're going to have a couple of podcast episodes about that. In essence, that's more or less what you should do in this step.
I see. So that's step number four.
Four, that's right.
Arriving process. And moving on to the next steps, which is step number five, nomadic living. This, to me, is a really broad step up for the whole system.
Yeah.
So it basically sort of covers all the aspect of a digital nomad life, right?
Yeah. So as you said, in step number five, nomadic living, you have a really broad step. Perhaps it's the broadest of all. It can be basically understood as all the advice that would be relevant to a digital nomad when he's living in a Bayes. As you can probably imagine, this is very much context sensitive. So if you are in Canada, let's say, the sort of advice that would be relevant to you will be very different than if you are in China. Perhaps there will be some overlap of digital nomad advice that is good for someone living in Canada and someone living in China, but there will be a lot of context sensibility there. So the great majority of our podcast episodes will fall under this specific step of the system. I mean, just for the sake of example, some of the topics we're going to talk about in this step are how to solo travel, talk about work-play balance, talk about avoiding scams, talk about diseases like mosquito-borne diseases, stuff like that.
I see. So besides you really love mosquitoes.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I find the topic of mosquito-borne diseases quite
It's quite annoying. It is very annoying.
Yeah. But I feel I research it so much for some destinations that I'm pretty much an expert by now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. So, yeah, so obviously as a nomad, live in the place for around maybe...
It depends.
1 to 3 months or even longer.
But perhaps that's the average, right? But yeah, I mean, the nomadic...
Because what most visa allows is like 3 months.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so...
The nomadic living step would take as long as someone is willing to leave in that specific base, right?
Yeah.
So
obviously,
if you want to leave 5 months, he going to be in this step, let's say, of the system for 5 months.
Yeah.
If he's living only 2 months, going to be less. So,
yeah. So every nomad has to say goodbye to the base. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe he will never come back. I'm sure you're going to say goodbye to your friends, maybe leave, maybe get their contact numbers.
Yeah.
What does this system suggest to do in this step number 6 departuring process?
Yeah. So the departuring process is the last step in the system. And in the same way that there are certain things we suggest digital nomads to do when they get to a new base, there are also certain things that we suggest the digital nomads to do when they are leaving a place. And there are not that many things here, but since they were important things, we decided to create a own step for the departure process. This will probably take 1 to 2 weeks as well. And just for the sake of giving examples, some of the things we will cover here are your Airbnb reviews, how to avoid bad reviews, what if you get a bad Airbnb review, what should you do? Also, as you mentioned, this kind of CRM, one could call, of keeping contact from the base in which you just stay, how to properly keep in touch with people. Also, you got to start to think about your next base. As we suggested in the beginning of this podcast, this whole system is kind of cyclical. So from the departing process, you're going to go back into the second step of the system, which is the base pre-planning, because you got to be thinking about the next base in which you will be living. Also, before you depart your old base, you got to start pre-planning for the new base and doing the base research and arrangements for the new base. So if you want a summary for the departuring process, I think that's pretty much it.
I see. So this system is like a wheel, keeps on spinning.
Yeah. As long as you want to keep the digital nomad life, you're going to go through step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. So I think that's a pretty good overview of this system.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So do you want to add anything to this episode?
Just two things. First of all, I would encourage people to go to our website and look at the show notes, because we have a diagram there that is very informative for you to better conceptualize, better understand this digital nomad life system. And finally, one important point is the following. The future podcast episodes will not necessarily correspond with the order of the digital nomad life system. What do I mean here is the following. Maybe next episode, we're going to talk about a topic that will fall under step number 2. But after that, we might talk about something that falls under step number 1 of the system. And then after that, we're going to talk about something that falls under step number 5 of the system. So in terms of the episodes order, it's going to be a little bit chaotic. We're not going to follow the same order of the system.
Yeah, so the uploading schedule of the episode is random.
If you compare it to the order of the system, yeah, it's kind of random.
I'm pretty sure that's the end of the episode now. Yeah. Of course, if you enjoy this episode, please make sure to leave a good rating on the platform you're listening, and also leave a comment. And if you want to follow us, you can go on the social medias like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And finally, like Mr. B just mentioned, if you want a detail of this episode, you can go on our website, nomantactics.com. And I think that's pretty much it, Mr. B.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.